Well, special podcast event. It's the Pink Podcast, Harley, where we left all the swearies in.
This is definitely not safe for work warning on this podcast. This is next level swearies. This is this is an unhinged podcast that you would hear normally in podcast world. So if you're normal, just have this on around the kids, turn the fucking volume down because shit gets fucking hectic.
Oh, you know what? We just had to have a full argument about leaving the word in.
Yeah, no,
so
gonna get beeped.
Getting beeped.
No, it didn't. It got beeped. It got beeped. It just got beeped then when I said it.
Yeah, gets beeped every time you say it. No one wants to hear.
Sucked in, Mitch. Edit that.
All right, fuckers, enjoy this shit.
Bye.
How are you?
I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
Are you?
Sequins don't breathe, babes.
You what?
Sequins don't breathe.
No,
they're
not.
It's not a natural fibre. So I'm just like dripping. So if there's a wet patch on the seat when
I get
up,
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Fine, guys. We're all good mates now. The guys are all good. They've patted me down. Someone touched my boobs already. Peter.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and the shoes. Oh, so good.
Thanks.
All right. I know, I'm just going to look like I've run a fucking marathon and you're going to look fresh as. Look at you.
Fresh as.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, what happened to M? Look at the difference in how. Look at me. M, that's hilarious. Sorry, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It's not about me. It's not about me. Who cares? There's a pool out there. There's two pools.
Uh-huh.
So you could just jump
you
in.
You could go in one.
Just expect to see me in the back just kicking back.
That'd be amazing.
She'll be the one in
I'll
the
just have a beer.
Can you just
I'll be just have with a beer in that in the pool.
Oh yeah.
That would
I'll be
so
down to
great.
G-string by then, doll. I'll be down at G-string.
All right.
I mean, I'm looking good, right?
Like, you look great.
I'm
you
really
look
nice.
Dewy.
Right, I'm nailing it. Thank you.
You look dewy and fresh.
Oh, I love looking dewy. Thank God.
Dewy is in.
Yeah, man. Slash sweaty
dewy
beast.
Is, yeah. Sweaty is the new dewy.
She's so dewy. I say dewy and you say dewy. She's so dewy.
All right.
Sus. Thanks, man. What do we say? A grade banter. I'm going to be fine. I just listened to the whole album, by the way.
They held you down and made you listen to the whole album?
Yeah, I was hogtied. Like in the corner. Screaming for my mother.
SEA. M, Pink interview, scene one.
Dude, you spelled my name wrong.
I spelled it wrong?
E-M. How hard is it?
Hi.
Darling, my darling Pink.
Hi.
My name's M.
Hi,
M. This is an honour. You look incredible.
Thanks,
I look
so
like
do you.
Don't lie. Okay.
I'm not lying.
This is really, our relationship cannot get off to a good start unless you say you look like shit. What
no,
happened?
You don't look like shit.
God, do you know how you already
you look snazzy as hell right now.
You already know
you
how
like,
needy
you
I am.
You look like what's good about New Year's Eve.
Yes, that's what I go for.
With the sequins.
Always, oh, I'm a big fan of a daytime sequin.
Me too.
Right? Don't tell me when I can and can't wear sequins. They just tied me down and made me listen to your album.
I figured.
I couldn't
sorry
get
about
out.
That.
They locked the doors. There was security.
They made you sign your life away?
Pretty much. But... it's the most you I've heard. I don't want to get gushy and weird. I want to start off by saying I've been compared to you my whole career.
I'm sorry.
Right? And and I want to get all of that out of the way so I don't become stalkerish, although there's a really good chance that'll happen anyway. I'm a singer and short-haired. I'm a stand-up comic. I have two children. My husband and I have 11 years split up twice and got back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm covered in tattoos, too loud, too opinionated, all that shit. My husband rides push bikes, yours rides motocross. Not the same, but kind of the same.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah. You have a vineyard. I love drinking wine. I pretty much live on whiskey, and I know you like it. Yep. I tried to come in with a whiskey, but then we decided it would make me look a bit alcoholic. So I just want to get that all out of the way.
All right. I love that.
Thanks, babes. I want to talk to you about one particular song because I have come all the way from Australia to see you and there's a lot of pressure on me because there's a lot of lesbians who follow me that love me.
Okay.
And the thought of us together was just too much for them to bear.
Their head exploded.
Like, right now their vaginas are on fire and they don't know why. But I'm here and I got here and I sat down and I was super nervous about meeting you and then I heard you with a 30-piece gospel choir.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, holy shit.
So good. I wrote here, I am here. This is my note. This is my note to you.
Okay.
Dude.
My vagina's on fire.
30-piece gospel choir giving me life. I feel really anxious. Now I've heard this song. You've got to the point where you're obviously bulletproof from all the wounds. You've risen up from the ashes made of fire. Tambourines clapping. Fuck yes.
Aw. Right on. I want to have that as the review.
Where,
of all reviews.
Did you know that this, it's my favourite song on the album.
Aw, that's so rad.
Is it?
So, you never know what anyone's going to like or if they're going to like anything. I'm not kidding. Every time I start a record, I'm like, can I still do this? Do I have anything to say? What
really?
If I suck? Am I going to sound even more like Alvin and the Chipmunks? And then you like, I'm here.
Oh, honey.
That's great, because it's not out yet. I have no idea what people think.
So
you're like, aside from my daughter and my husband, who doesn't pay attention anyway,
tell me about it.
Of the first people that have ever said you liked something.
Honey, it's so good.
It's really good.
It's so good. Thanks. And I know after 4 years, you would have been like, Jesus Christ. Have they forgotten my name? Do they know who I am?
Yeah.
And I had to be reminded when I got here. I'm like, pink. Pink, who? But then I saw your picture and I'm like, oh, great, okay. Babe, I mean, you nailed it. Well done. You can retire now.
I'm done.
Stop me feeling sweaty and anxious. She's up. So the album's great, and you're going to be talking to other people who are much more musically inclined than me, but I just want you to say that song did the thing I think you wanted it to do. So,
awesome.
And the whole album sounds like you have
so happy.
Rolled to the edges of human existence and survived it. And that's what the whole album to me sounds like. I hear your kids, I hear your marriage, I hear you questioning yourself and then realising, oh, I'm okay. is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what was like permeating through the whole thing.
100%. Yeah. Questions, no answers.
I love that.
1,000 questions.
I wanted to talk to you about the babies are texts because that was amazing. They are.
It really ruffled some feathers.
No, it didn't. Well, not in Australia. Because
You're
now the biggest hero because that's what you call our kids that daily. I mean, no one else can call my kid that. I'll stab a bitch if anyone criticises my child.
Pretty much.
But if I want to call him a jerk or I will.
Yeah.
So I liked that. No, you made a lot of women feel better about thinking that.
Good. It made me laugh when my friend sent that to me.
It was so good.
I was like, I think he's fucking with me.
Yeah.
I feel like I know he was because it was 2 hours and my hands were like this and I was just sitting. He wouldn't let me hold him. He wouldn't let me put him down. He wouldn't let me do anything. And then I finally was like, fuck it, I quit. And I grabbed him and I took him downstairs, 10 o'clock at night, put him on the rug, put a toy in front of him, and he looks up at me and starts laughing.
Well, he won. What a jerk.
And I was like, you hate me. And I was texting my friend. She was like, babies are c-. And I laughed so hard so loud that he started crying again. I was like,
they're selfish assholes. They're needy.
And then somebody wrote on Instagram, how dare you use that language? My 12-year-old follows you on Instagram. And I'm like, wait, you're mad at me because you're 12-year-old on Instagram? Like, wait,
it's illegal. They're going to be 14 anyway, so it's her fault. She's a shit mother.
What?
Oh, my God. What a dickhead. But surely you're at the point now where you just, the dickheads don't bother you.
They bother me.
They bother me. Everyone's alike, but you also want to say fuck you.
I'm not above reproach, but man, people are so offended all the time.
But the outrage.
I got in trouble for cooking organic green beans.
Why?
Because I was holding my kid near a stove.
Yeah, but you're a mother. You've
like
got to
do 3 feet away from the stove, but still. He saw the stove.
Don't let the baby see the stove.
Don't let the baby see the stove. Don't cook organic green beans for your children.
Well, from all the non-perfect mothers, I say thank you for showing the floor spot. Exactly. And I want to ask you, I've got 2 daughters, and I want to know what you tell
them. How old are they?
16 and 10.
Aww.
I've got a...
You're like 16.
Oh, my God, thank you. Yes. No, I'm your...
Wow, how's that? 16 and 10. What's going on? I should get your number.
She fucking knows everything. I was like,
my 6-year-old knows everything.
Well, oh, yeah. I was going to say to my daughter, it must be so hard having all the knowledge of all the world in your head. It must be so hard being 16 and fucking knowing everything. And she slams everything.
Yeah.
And she's me. It's my fault. Like, she's my karma. Yeah. And my mom says it all the time.
Yep.
She's just me boiled down.
Willow, I was talking to her about her feelings, and she doesn't like to talk about her feelings. She's like her dad that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, babe, this is a lifelong conversation for us. Mm-hmm. You need to practice. I know you process differently than I do because I'm just out loud with
it. Open wound, yes.
but you got to talk to me about your feelings. And she looks at me and she goes, okay, mama, I promise to tell you more about my feelings if you promise to tell me less about yours. Not even blinking, eye contact.
Drilling.
I was like, you're kind of a dick.
Oh, fuck.
She was like, can I have some pumpkin seeds? I'm like, oh, you are you feeling like you want pumpkin seeds? Because I'm four right now and I want to fight.
Oh my God. That's what happens though, because you're an open wound. Yeah. All your nerve endings are on the outside.
Yep, yep.
My eldest is the same, totally repressed, like her dad.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
And just, but the only...
Scares the crap out of me.
Because you don't know what they're going to be hiding. Oh, I know, don't worry. Do you tell her... So I drop my kids off every day at school and I say, be kind and don't take shit. And that's what our... That's our little...
That's great.
Do you guys have one? That you're allowed to say that won't get you
yet,
in trouble?
Not yet, because she doesn't really go that much because we're always somewhere else.
You're doing bus life at the moment.
She's homeschooled right now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Not by you.
No.
Oh, fuck that.
No.
Can you hear people?
I could do it, though.
Yeah, nah, you don't want to. Could you imagine how boring that would be?
No, I would love it. We're very codependent.
Yeah, but would you want to teach maths and science? That stuff does my head in.
First grade, but once I get past third grade, I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
That's about how far I made it.
Absolutely. Me too. Well, I'm getting a wrap up. This has just been so
You're magical. Awesome.
No, you're awesome.
You're awesome.
You called me young. You called me pretty. You've ignored the fact I look like a sweaty beast. You let me tell you that I think I'm you. So really, I can't think of anything else I need to achieve, but thank you for doing this thing here at the pool party.
Yeah.
Look for me at the back just
in my G-string. Got it.
Because it's so hot in here. I mean, if you need me to fill in at any time, I got you.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Pink.